Praise the Lord, everyone. I hope you're fine. Let's give God thanks for this day. Let's rejoice for this day. And I hope you're all fine. You've had a nice week. And thank you very much for listening to my podcast. And thank you very much for being with me and trusting in God. And today, I will not teach or preach as such, but I'm going to stand with you in a word of prayer, just exactly like what God promised us, to keep on praying, and exactly what Jesus told us, instructed us to pray so that we should not be tempted. But he did not insist only in prayers alone, but he insisted on praying and fasting too. So for those who have never been having the grace of fasting, for those who have never been understanding how fasting is or is done, I'm going to pray with you today, so that will give you the grace. God will give you the grace to fast, to go into fasting deeper. And in case you need guidance about fasting, you should go to the Bible, or you can contact me through my number +43 660 620 650. I say thank you, and may we start our prayer. So let's kneel down to God and pray before God. Heavenly Father, our merciful Father, our loving Father, God of glory, God of all the human, God who created the whole world, we come before you, God. We glorify your name, our Heavenly Father. We lift your name up, God. We say thank you, God. We glorify your name. We say thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us to talk to each other through this platform. Thank you even for your Holy Spirit to talk to me about leading your people in prayer. Thank you for even giving me the strength to pray to your people today. Thank you even for giving the people mercy to listen to this podcast, God. Thank you for even those who are even praying with me, because it is according to your word that everything has happened today. We ask for forgiveness, God, for everything that we did and did not please you before your eyes. We ask you for forgiveness, God, on behalf of our families, on behalf of our friends, God, on behalf of everybody that we know, and on behalf of our countries, on behalf of our leaders, on behalf of all people that you created, God, and made us in before you. And to this day, God, we ask for the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit be with us as we gather together to glorify your name. Let your Holy Spirit give us what to talk before you, what to ask before you, what to thank before you, God. May your Holy Spirit be with us, God. You promise us in your word that when 2-3 people gather together, you will be with them, God. And we believe that you are here with us, not only to listen to us, but to guide us to come to you. As it is said in the Bible, how do we go to our Father who is in heaven? We believe, God, you are here with us to guide us to you, God. And everybody who is praying with me today, God, may you go and touch their souls, God. May you uplift them spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who have their faith has fallen down, God, may you uplift them. May you open their eyes like the way you opened the eyes of Saul, God. May you open their eyes, God, that they could see the truth, that they could see the truth in your word. And those who don't have the knowledge of reading the Bible, God, may your Holy Spirit guide them when they are reading the Bible. May you open their eyes that they could see what is written in the Bible, God. And those who don't have the grace of fasting, God, and to today and to this day, God, may your Holy Spirit touch their souls, make them thirst for the fasting, to know you more, to make you to make them know your word more in the mighty name of Jesus. As I pray today, I know there are people who are going through difficulties, God. Let them receive the power of healing for those who are sick. The power of healing be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who are going through difficulties in making decisions in their life, God, may you stand and go before them, God, that they could see every positive things in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I know for those who are struggling, being oppressed, God, I am releasing them in the mighty name of Jesus. May the power of the Holy Spirit touch them and be released in the mighty way in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like the way you released the Israelites in the hands of Pharaoh, God, I believe you are going to release someone through this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, God, you are going to uplift someone's soul in this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe, God, you are going to open somebody's ears in this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who are still struggling with standing up in life, God, I believe through your word, God, you are going to uplift them in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, God, guide us through our faith that we could live to understand your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I know there are people who are fasting at this time, God. May you accept their fast, God. May you accept their fast, whatever they are going to cry for, God. May you lead them, God, to your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. And every prayer that they are going to pray in their fast, God, may it be from the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I know those who are fighting to get spouses, God. I am bringing them before your hands, God. You know them better than they know themselves, and you know what they deserve better than they know, God. I know you are fighting for them, God. May they get the right people in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who went through divorce, God, I know they were the wrong people in their life, and as we are talking today, God, I know you are going to do a merciful thing to them, that you are going to bring the right person in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who are single, God, I know you have made someone ready for them, and they are yet to receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever is praying with me, God, and whoever is going through any difficulty, be it be at the place of work, God, may it be easy for them at the place of work. May the oppression at the place of work be released in the mighty name of Jesus. May they see light in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who are fighting within themselves, God, may you bring peace in their families in the mighty name of Jesus. For the families that are not united, God, unto this day, I am reuniting these families with the power and the blood of Jesus, that they could come together again as families. Even the friends, God, that broke up, you know them, God, whether they were false friends, God, may you go and cleanse them wherever they were, that they could realize, God, that whatever they were doing was not right to their friends, God. May you be the God that people will see, God, in their lives, God. May you come before them, God, rescue their souls in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who have left their lives, God, let them know that they were not meant to be in their lives, God. Remove the bitterness of everybody who is praying with me in their souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive, God. Receive the power of healing. Receive the power of acceptance. Receive the power of freedom. Receive the power of freedom. Wherever you are being tied, may you be untied in the mighty name of Jesus. And to those who are being tied, God, with generational curses, God, I untie them before you in the power of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus that was shed, God, the blood of Jesus to cleanse everybody, God. And I am praying for the deliverance of everybody who is praying with me this day. For the forgiveness, God, may you receive our prayers. May you be with us in every step we make in our lives, God. We pray, God, that you're going to cleanse our houses, God. You cleanse our hearts, God. You cleanse all our ways, God, that every everywhere we step, God, it will be you and not us, God. May your word be glorified, God, in this earth. May your word be preached according to your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. I say thank you, Lord, for even the kind of prayer you've given to us, God. And wherever we prayed in the wrong way, God, may your Holy Spirit correct us in the mighty name of Jesus. And whenever we did not pray, God, may your Holy Spirit guide us. And I know there are people who are fighting with chronic diseases. Oh God, the coronavirus should never be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The coronavirus, God, may it go in the name of Jesus. May it go and leave us free in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who are battling with cancer today, God, may you go and release the pain in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who have sickness that does not have healing, God, I know you are a healing God. May your hand of mercy heal them. May they receive a healing hand today as I pray. I know there's a person struggling with headache, God. I know there's a person struggling with stomach ache in the mighty name of Jesus. I know there's a person struggling with heartbreak in the mighty name of Jesus. May you receive peace in the mighty name of Jesus. May you receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus, that you'll never suffer again, that you will never be in bondage again in every kind of disease and sickness, that you will never be in bondage again in every kind of bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who have never seen any way in their life, God, make a way, because you are the way maker, God. We say thank you, God, for the word of prayer. Thank you for loving us, God. And as we close this prayer, God, we believe your Holy Spirit will always be with us. You will send your angels to protect us and protect our families. You will protect us at our working places, God. You will go before our words, God. When we speak, God, it is you who will be speaking and not us. May your word be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. I say thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the time of prayer, God. Thank you even for my life, God, that I am alive to give glory to you, that I am alive to lead people to your word, that I am alive, God, to release a prayer, God, because I believe it is you who is talking and not me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you. Hello. Hi, everyone. I would like to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I hope you are all well in this difficult time, but we are grateful that God has been faithful to us and we are still living and still having the grace that we are still healthy up to now. And today I would like to talk about the corona, that is the current situation at the moment, and give you a word of encouragement and to teach you about one or three verses in the Bible according to how the situation is at the moment. And before we commit ourselves into prayer, I would like to talk about to give you the kind of books that I'm going to talk about in the Bible. And first I would like to talk about the book of Numbers chapter 21 verse 6, and then I will talk about the same book, Numbers chapter 21 verse 9. Then I'll talk about 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. And I will talk about Isaiah chapter 26 verse 20. And still talk about the same Isaiah chapter 30 verse 19. And so before we start, let's close our eyes, bow down our heads, and say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. We lift your name. We say thank you, God, for everything, for the breath, for the food, on everything, for the peace in our hearts. We ask for forgiveness for all the things that we did. We ask for forgiveness on behalf of our families and friends. We ask for forgiveness on behalf of the whole nation. We ask for forgiveness on behalf of the whole world at large. May your Holy Spirit be our guidance as we talk about your word today. May your Holy Spirit give
everybody who is listening to your word, a listening ear, spiritual ear, that they could understand the content of the word, the true meaning of the word. May your Holy Spirit touch their souls, that this word will fill them with spiritual food, that it can give them a total satisfaction in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know, you know, God, there are those people who are struggling economically. Everybody is struggling economically at this moment. But I know, according to your word, you told us, God, that we should not care about tomorrow because you've already taken care of it. And we glorify your name. We say, thank you, God, for this word, because it has lifted up our souls up to this moment. Oh, God, as I am praying now, I know there are those people who are disappointed, those who have lost hope in their lives. I know, God, you are still sitting on your throne. I still know that you still take care of each and every one of us, God. May you touch them, God. May you take them out of this situation. And I know there are those people who are going through difficulties. They know themselves, and you know it better than they know, God. And I know, God, there's the time frame for everything. Even the coronavirus, God, I know you know its time frame, God. And I know it's going to go, not so long, but soon, because you will never want us to suffer, God. I know, God, you are still fighting for us, God. And I still believe that you have the solution for the corona in your own time frame, God. May your hand of mercy, God, listen to everybody who has knelt down, God, for this word, for this disease, for this virus. May you hear their prayers, God. May you give healing to those who are still infected with this disease, God. May you have mercy on them, God. May you have mercy and heal them, even their families, God. May you give them the strength to go through all this, God, because we as human, God, it is not easy for us, but to you, everything is possible. And I say thank you, God, for everybody who is struggling in whichever way in their lives, God. May you make everything easy for them. And we say thank you, and may you guide us on your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, according to the corona, as the situation it is, I believe, because going to the Bible, I know God is the creator of everything. Because we once talked about the story of the Israelites in the book of Exodus, where God made the heart of the Pharaoh to be difficult, that he could not release the Israelites to go from where they were to where God had promised them. And so, when we look at chapter 21, verse 6, in the book of Numbers, it goes like, so the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many were bitten and died. So God sent these snakes to the people of Israelites because they started complaining about God. Why did you make us live where we were at Pharaoh's place? And they were in a place where they were suffering. They didn't have water. They didn't know where they will get the food from. And they were complaining. So God sent the poisonous snakes. And then God sent Moses and told Moses, tell them to start praying. And when the Israelites started praying and they started repenting for whatever they were complaining about, the same God in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 9, God sent the medicine. And the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole, and anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So God provided the solution. But when, after the people have repented their sins, after the Israelites cried to God, then he sent Moses again. Okay, and we are here, we are. We don't know the cure of corona, but God knows the cure of it. And look in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. It says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted to God." So in this matter, we have been told by the authorities to stay indoors. Do not ignore it, because in the book of Timothy, God instructs us to listen to the authorities. That is his word. And then in the book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 20, he offers us the medicine. I always look at it as the medicine. He said, "Go inside and lock the doors, my people. Hide there for a little while until the Lord is no longer angry." This is another medicine. I see it as another medicine. Although in a human perspective, we say it like, yeah, so that we cannot continue infecting each other. That is the point. That is another medicine. So, my sister and my brothers, wherever you are listening me from, please, the corona is here already. It has nothing to do with putting fear in you, because it is here already. The only thing is, we have to follow the instructions to fight it biblically, because that's what God instructs us. And in the same book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 19, it tells us, "People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more." That is a promise. "How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you." Wherever you are, inside home, inside your houses, wherever you are, if you are entitled to go to work, please take advantage of this situation. Pray and pray hard. This is a time when God wants us to talk to him one-on-one. Take every time, every hour, anytime. Read the Bible. Pray to God. Call God. Let's fight all this through prayers. And may God give the doctors and the authorities wisdom to continue leading us to get the cure, or to continue being cured from this disease. And I am very sure, not long ago, this disease is going to go. This virus is going to go. It is never going to be our problems anymore. And through this, God will uplift us higher, not only economically, but also spiritually. And I know I am touching someone's soul. This is your time to grow spiritually, in the mighty name of Jesus. I say thank you for staying with me. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And may the grace of God be upon you. And as always, we'd like to close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the protection that you've given us throughout your word. We say thank you for the medicine you've given us, God, to stay indoors. And thank you for the wisdom that you have given to the authorities, God, that they could lead us according to the way you want it. We believe you are the one who is guiding them. I say, God, give them strength, give them energy, and continue giving them your wisdom, that they could stand with us, God, in this difficult time, God. Oh God, may you give us the heart of patience to go through all this. May you give us strength, God. Cover us with your wall. Send your angels, that we could not see any difficulty in this situation, but we still hope that you are still fighting for us, God. And I say, God, for those who are already infected, you are the merciful God. I know you still have a purpose for them. I know you know why they should serve as an example to others, God. And I know you still have a purpose, God. I still know you are sitting on your throne, God. And there are people, God, who are even more worse, God, than the ones who have corona. There are those who have cancer. There are those who have suicidal thoughts, God. May you heal them, God. We ask for your healing hand, God. Not only these who are sick, God, but I know there are those people who are just disappointed with life. There are those people who are feeling that their life is not enough, God. There are those people who are feeling that they are lacking something inside them, God. But I know, God, you are Redeemer. Go and fill that section. Go and fill it with the power of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, God, that was shed on the cross, God. May you cleanse them in every dark thing that they have in their body. I glorify and lift your name, God. Thank you for your word. May you continue, God, touching their souls, that they could understand the meaning of this word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me.